From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, August 14th at 8:55. We have Todd Gleason on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning to you, Kimberly. In Chicago at the CME Group this morning, futures were in the corn pit, a bit lower in the overnight to the early morning hour trades, down 4 to 5 cents, but have since rebounded just a bit to fractionally unchanged. A lot of things have been happening this week, of course. On Monday, there were the USDA reports, and they showed a national yield of 183.1 bushels to the acre. That'd be a U.S. record. This was mainly due to the record state yields that are projected in this many states: Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Nebraska, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Louisiana, Washington, and Idaho, all posting record yields. Importantly, the number one yield came out of Washington. That's typically the case. It was 250 bushels to the acre. Illinois, number two, with a whopping 225 bushel to the acre corn yield. Washington's corn all is irrigated, so it's not surprising that they're 25 bushels higher, and they tend to lead the marketplace. In Chicago, corn futures were down a quarter at the last tick at 377 and three quarters. December at 397. 7.5 up a quarter. The March up a quarter at 415. September soybeans today at 956 and a quarter, 9 higher. November at 971 and three quarters, up 9 and a quarter. In the January futures there at $9.90. Taking a look back at the Monday trade there, at least for the USDA report, they increased the average yield by 1.2 bushels to the acre to 53.2. That's also a record. Record state yields forecasted for Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Missouri, and Arkansas. But the gorilla in the whole thing is the increase by 125 million bushels for the ending stocks. By the fall of next year, still 560 million bushels expected to be in the bin in the United States. Bean meal futures in Chicago up $3.20 at $303.20, and the bean oil at $40.79. That's 50 cents higher. December wheat futures today up a penny and a quarter at $5.53. That's for the soft red. The hard red December at $5.61 and a quarter, down a penny and a quarter. Some of the other markets for the day: live cattle futures at $180.97. 7.5 cents per 100 pounds. That's up 20 cents. Feeder cattle in the September contract at 243.82 and a half higher, and the most active lean hogs contract October at $74.85 a pound. That's up $2. If you're looking at that, that's actually 74 and almost 75 cents a pound, as it's related to the price in the grocery store. Crude oil futures now at $78.45 a barrel. They're up 9 cents for the day. Diesel fuel at $2.38 and a tenth. That's just about unchanged. And the wholesale price of gasoline at $2.19 and 6 cents, also just about unchanged for the day. Dow Jones Industrial Average now stands at about 39,900 points. That's up 17. Some of the things we'll be covering at the closing market report for today, tomorrow, and the next couple of days. In particularly this evening, the governor's sale of champions take place at the Illinois State Fairgrounds. I'll be on site there for that. And then tomorrow, I'll be on the Purdue campus where the ag economists from around the Midwest are meeting. So I'm sure that you'll hear from many of them. We talk to them regularly in the first place, but tomorrow we'll get a chance to talk with them in person. And on Monday, I'll be out of the office for the day, a family funeral that day on for Monday. But we'll bring you quite a bit of what's happened over at Purdue on that day. And that's kind of a look at what's happening in the world of agriculture today, Kimberly. And back to you. I'm Todd Gleason.
Thanks so much, Todd. Have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll take a look at your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. For today, mostly sunny with a high of 85 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms after midnight and a low of 65 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with thunderstorms likely and a high of 83 degrees. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield.